Title: NLRB expands scope of what is considered protected concerted activity in workplaces. Content: On August 31, 2023, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB or Board, adopted a broader test for what is considered protected concerted activity under the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA or the Act. Section 7 of the NLRA protects employees' right to engage in concerted activities for the purpose of mutual aid or protection, otherwise known as protected concerted activity or PCA. Whether an employee's conduct qualifies as concerted depends on whether their activity is linked to those of other employees. On the other hand, whether the employee's activity is for mutual aid or protection focuses on whether the employees involved are seeking to improve their conditions of employment. This standard applies to union and union-free settings. The Democratic Majority Board panel recently ruled in Miller Plastic Products Incorporated that in future cases, it would look to the totality of the circumstances on a case-by-case basis to determine whether an employee engaged in protected concerted activity, qualifying for protection under the NLRA. The board found an employee's comments about keeping a plant open during the COVID-19 pandemic were protected concerted activity, applying the broader totality of circumstances test. In so doing, the board overruled its prior Trump-era ruling in Allstate Maintenance, see our prior blog post here. The Republican Majority Board in Allstate Maintenance held that employees must demonstrate prior concerted activity in order to prove their conduct was protected, and raising concerns in a group was not necessarily protected. In Miller Plastic Products, the NLRB overturned Allstate Maintenance and claimed to reinstate its prior 1986 standard that the question of whether an employee has engaged in concerted activity is a factual one based on the totality of the record evidence. NLRB precedent on concerted activity, the basic framework for determining whether certain employee conduct is concerted under the NLRA, was set out in two decisions commonly referred to as Myers I and Myers II. In Myers I, the board held that an employee's activity is concerted when it is engaged in with or on the authority of other employees, and not solely by and on behalf of the employee himself. In Myers II, the board clarified that concerted activity encompasses those circumstances where individual employees seek to initiate or induce or to prepare for group action, as well as individual employees bringing truly group complaints to the attention of management. In those cases, the board cautioned that the announced guidelines were not exhaustive and that any question of whether an employee engaged in concerted activity is a factual one based on the totality of the record evidence. The board provided further context to the concerted activity analysis in Worldmark by Wyndham, 356 NLRB 765, 2011, which held that a single employee who gripes in a group setting is engaged in protected activities under the NLRA without regard to whether the employee is raising a group complaint or seeking to initiate, induce, or prepare for group action. Without overturning either Myers' decision, the board, in the 2019 Allstate Maintenance case, addressed more specifically the kinds of actions that constitute protected concerted activity when they take place in front of other employees. In Allstate Maintenance, the board's majority held that the individual employee's complaint to his manager about the possibility of not getting a tip was not concerted activity under the NLRA, even though the complaint was made in front of other employees. Rather, the individual complaint was a mere gripe, not a concerted complaint made on behalf of, or to induce action by, his co-workers. The board's majority in Allstate Maintenance rejected a per se rule that complaints in group settings are concerted activity, reasoning that it conflates the concepts of group setting and group complaints. The board reiterated that simply making a complaint in the presence of others does not, standing alone, define the character of the activity, and that determining whether an employee has engaged in concerted activity requires consideration of all of the surrounding facts. The board identified the following factors that should be considered to determine whether an employee's complaint is intended to induce group action and